My Hero, a fiction story by Rhonda Gibb Henriksen, lets you and I try to be like him, Jesus Christ. Try, try, try. From the Children's Songbook, page 55. Who's your hero, Jason? Jason Shaw looked away from his third grade teacher. I don't know. Do you know anyone you'd like to be like? Jason shrugged. Well, you still have a little time to think about it. Jason listened as his classmates named their heroes. None of them interested him. He didn't want to be a policeman, or a lawyer, or even the President of the United States. After school, as he walked home, the wind blew his cap off. He raced after it, thinking, I wonder if I'd like to be an Olympic athlete. He pictured himself running around a track, pushing his legs harder and harder until he crossed the finish line ahead of his competitors. Jason! Jason! The crowd cheered. Somebody grabbed his arm. Jason, didn't you hear me? No, Tony. What's up? Nothing. I just thought I'd like to see if you want to walk home with me. Sure, come on. Who are you going to write your paper on? Tony grinned. My great-grandpa. He won a medal in World War II. He saved a lot of lives. How about you? Think of anyone yet? No. A war hero, huh? Yep, he was a pilot in the Air Force. Jason looked up and imagined himself flying through the clouds. Maybe he'd like to be in the Air Force and save lives, or he could be a doctor. He imagined himself in an operating room.
How's his heart rate, nurse?
Good, doctor.
And his blood pressure?
Perfect. You've done it again. You've saved his life.
Jason felt warm inside. It would be nice to save lives.
When he got home, he went to his room, pulled out a clean piece of paper, sharpened his pencil, and wrote, My hero is someone who saves lives. He is a doctor. Looking down at his words, Jason didn't feel as good about them as he had before. He didn't really want to be a doctor. He didn't know what he wanted to be. He pushed his paper aside and worked on his spelling lesson.
How was school today? Mom asked as she peeked into the room.
Fine.
I see you're busy with your homework. Is there anything I can help you with before I start supper?
No, thanks.
Okay, I'll be in the kitchen if you need me. Oh, I talked to your primary teacher today. She said that you're always reverent and that you're a good example to your classmates. She really appreciates you.
Jason felt happy. He loved his teacher. She made primary fun, and he learned a lot about Jesus in her class. And she, a teacher, appreciated him. He took out his paper and started again. My hero is a teacher. A teacher helps people learn and shows them how to be happy. He smiled. A teacher was perfect. Now, what else could he say? After thinking about it for a few minutes, he couldn't think of anything. So he put his paper away again. After dinner, everyone gathered in the living room for family home evening.
What song would you like to sing, Jason? Mom asked. Jesus once was a little child. It was his favorite song.
Karen, would you say the prayer, please? Dad asked.
Jason's little sister folded her arms, and Dad helped her pray.
Thank you, Karen. Your mother and I have planned a special lesson for tonight, Dad said.
We're going to play a game called I Can Try to Be Like Jesus. Jason listened closely. He liked games.
We have some pictures about Jesus Christ and his life on earth, Mom said. We'll talk about each picture and think of things we can do to be like him.
As he listened to Mom and Dad and talked with them about the Savior and how they could try to be like him, a warm, strong feeling grew in Jason's heart. He wanted family home evening to last forever. When family night was over, Jason ran to his room and took out a fresh piece of paper. My hero is someone who saves lives. He is a healer, a teacher, and a friend, and I love him very much. I want to be just like him. My hero is Jesus Christ.
Family Home Evening Ideas. If your parents ask you to help plan a family home evening, you may want to use an idea from the friend. Here are some ideas from this issue that you may like. Look for the FHE on the pages mentioned. 1. Using Isaiah Prophesies of the Savior and the flannel board figures, pages 34 and 35, talk about some of the things we learn about Jesus Christ from reading the Scriptures. You may want to talk about the pictures of the Savior's life on the cover as well. 2. Tell one or two of the following stories or experiences. Sunday Morning Problem, pages 31 to 33. Trying to Be Like Jesus Christ, pages 40 to 41. My Hero, pages 2 to 4. Or Homesick Missionary, pages 12 to 14. Discuss some ways we can live as the Savior wants us to live. 3. Sing Isaiah Says, pages 38 to 39. 4. Make and serve a fruit pizza, page 23, or the pinwheel sandwich, page 18. 5. Do one of the scripture activities, pages 5, 16 and 17, 26, 44 to 45, or 46. End of article, My Hero, by Rhonda Gibb Heinrichsen.